Good evening, everybody. There's a discussion in the Rishonim in this week's Parsha about the very end of the Shira that we recite every day in our davening. So as we know, we recite Shiras Hayam, which stems from Parshas Beshalach. And in the very end of the Shira, after we say Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, we recite the words Kivasus Paro. We recount the end of the story of Kriyas Yamsuf and how the Mitzrim drowned in the Yamsuf. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim if that is really a part of the Shira Sayam or not. The Ibn Ezra writes in our Parsha, Lefi Dati, says the Ibn Ezra, Ki Gamze Pasek Mehashir. This is also a part of the rest of the Shira that we know. However, the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says no, that he feels that the Shira ends with the words Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, and then afterward, it's just the Torah retelling us the rest of the story, but that was not part of the Shira that the Jewish people sang. Now the Magen Avraham says, whether you learn like the Ramban or you learn like the Ibn Ezra, the Magen Avraham tells us in Siman Nun Aleph, Hilchas Psukei Dezimra, that we have the practice to say the end anyway, whether you hold it's part of the Shira or not. It's interesting, if you look in the Rambam, where the Rambam has an Ilchas Sefer Torah, that would be a very easy way to figure out whether or not we assume it's part of the Shira. If you look whether it's written in the Sefer Torah like the way the Shira is written or not. As we know, the Shira is written, Ariach al-Gabi Leveno. You have empty spaces, you have bricks on top of the other, so to speak. So the Rambam writes that when you have these words, Kivasus Paro, you should write it, Bitsuras Shira also. So you should write it the same as you have the rest of the Shira written, which would seem to indicate that the Rambam is of the opinion that this, in fact, would be a part of the Shira, and that's why you would put it in the same kind of Tzura as you would write the rest of the Shira. Either way, we assume that this is something that we all have the practice to say every morning in our Psukei Dezimra. You look in the Avodram, which is a sefer that talks a lot about this Seder HaTfilah that we have every morning. Avodram says, V'koflin, and we have the practice to repeat the Pasuk Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed at the end of the Shira. Why, says the Avodram? Mipnei Shehu Sof HaShira. That's to indicate, to make a demarcation, that here the Shira is over, that's why we're going to repeat a Pasuk. And then we go further. So it seems to indicate that Avodram believes that even though we say the whole Shira in the morning on our Psukei Dezimra, still he understands that the Shira ends with the Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed, and then the rest of it is just the Torah recounting the story. There is a Medrash on this week's Parsha also that tells us, not sure exactly what it means, but the Medrash says that there are 18 phrases in the Shira which are keneged the Yud Ches Chulyos, which are somewhat keneged the 18 Chulyos Shebeshedra, the 18 parts of the spinal cord. Well, if you look and you count the psukim, what is the 19th pasuk? Kivasus paro. So it would seem to indicate also that the Medrash believes that this really is not a part of the Shira. Okay, either way, we have the practice that we do say it, we incorporate it as part of our Shira, whether we learn like the Ramban or we learn like the Ibn Ezra, it doesn't really make so much of a difference. But what I want to focus on is a different, very intriguing part of what we see by the story of Kriyas Yamsuf, and that is that we're told after the Jewish people began to sing the Shira, Vatan lahem Miriam. Miriam responds and she says, Shiru l'Hashem ki go go sus v'rochvo rama vayam. Now the Mefarshim are bothered. A couple of questions. Number one, Vatan lahem Miriam. Why does she say v'lashon zachar? Miriam, as we know, was running the celebration for the women. So it should say Vatan lahen with a nun, which is lashon akeva. She's addressing the women and saying, Shiru l'Hashem ki go go. She should really say her phrase with a nun. It shouldn't say it with a mem. So that's an interesting question. The Shalah HaKadosh writes a very fascinating comment, and that is, well, he says, what really happened was, all the Jewish people were singing Shira. Then the women started to sing and dance, Betupim of Mecholos, and they were having a big celebration. So you had some men who were perhaps looking for a Shidduch, maybe they were perhaps, I don't know, they weren't supposed to be where they were, and they started looking over, this is the Shalah. The Shalah writes that they started looking over to the women to see what was going on by the women's celebration. So Miriam says to him, Vatan lahem. She responds to the men and she says, go sing your Shira. Get out of our party. We have our own celebration. It's not proper for you to be with us. You should have your own and we're going to have our own. Okay, interesting suggestion. The Shalah in the end writes that he thinks, even though this is Aldera Chatzachos, even though it's a nice, cute shot in the Pasuk, he says it would seem to be indicated from all the Midrashim that is not the case. So anyway, the question is a good question. Why is it that we say Vatan Lahem, Balashan Zachar, not Balashan Akeva, you look in the Mefarshim. But there is another kasha that's asked by the Chassam Sofer and others, and that is the following. Why do we find over here, Batan Lahem Miriam, Shir Lashem Ki Goga, Sus Varocha Ramavayam? So Miriam goes and makes her own private celebration for the women, but she stops after one line. Shir Lashem Ki Goga, we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should praise him, because Sus Varocha Ramavayam, period. That's it. What happened to the rest of the Shira? asked the Chasam Sofer and others, how come we don't continue? How come the women don't say the same Shira that the men are going to sing? Doesn't that make a lot of sense? Shouldn't they also have praised the Ribbono Shel Olam for all the miracles, for everything that they experienced in the Kriyas Yam? So what was so unique about Sus V'Rochel Rama V'Yam? Why they only say that part? Well, I think the simple answer is, the Medrash writes, the Mechilta writes on our Parsha, V'atan Lahem Miriam, Magid HaKosev, the Pasuk comes to tell you, Shekeshem She'amar Moshe Shira La'anashim, the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu sang Shira with the men, so too, Kach Amra Miriam Shira La'anashim, so too Miriam also sang a Shira for the women, which would mean that all we're trying to say here is, Shira La'ashem Ki Goga, Sus V'Rochel Rama V'Yam, etc. There's no reason for the Torah to repeat the whole thing, we already heard it by the men. Just tells us the beginning of the song that she sang, but obviously she continued to sing the rest of it. That's one very easy pshat that you can suggest. However, listen to a different pshat, and this is absolutely brilliant. It is so brilliant. It's by Rabbi Yitzchak Shmalkish, the author of the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak. I heard this in a shir once by the Talmud Rebbe. It's absolutely beautiful. So he says as follows. What was the whole reason that the Torah tells us, why was the Jewish people taken out of Mitzrayim? What was the tachlis yitzias Mitzrayim? What was the point? So the pasuk says, as we know, when you're going to take the Jewish people out, Tavdun es Elokim ala harazeh. The whole point is that ultimately, after we have the Gulas Mitzrayim and after we're free, then we're going to have the opportunity to have a Kabbalah Satorah. Then we're going to have the opportunity to study the Torah and to learn the Torah as much as we can. And that was the whole objective of why we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Well, the women are looking at this experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim and saying to themselves, hey, what do we have in this? We understand why the men are rejoicing. They have an obligation of Talmud Torah, but we don't have an obligation of Talmud Torah. As we know, women are not obligated to learn Torah. Well, if that's the case, why should we celebrate? What do we have in it for ourselves? What's so exciting about coming out of Mitzrayim? Just the fact that we got out of the Shibud? But if the whole objective is Tavdun es Elokim al harazeh, that now you're going to have the Kabbalah Satorah and you're going to learn the Torah, how does that affect our lives? What benefit do we have? And therefore they decided not to sing Shira because they weren't so excited. Then they said to themselves the following. Why is it fair, you look in the Kriyas Yamsuf, why is it fair that Sus V'Rochel Rama V'Yam, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing the horse also along with the Mitzri? The horse didn't do anything wrong, only the Mitzri did something wrong. So why is the horse being punished along with the person who's riding the horse to go and chase after the Jewish people? So they said to themselves, it must be that even though the horse is really not to blame, even though the horse is not at fault, they don't have Bechira, but if a person is some way collaborating, if some way cooperates with an Aveira that's being done, so you're going to be punished also. If the Mitzri is riding the horse and the Mitzri gets punished, well, you know what? The Sus is going to go down also, even though the Sus had nothing to do with the Maisa Aveira that really took place. So the women said to themselves, hey, the Gemara tells us, Nashim b'mai zachyon. Even though women don't have an obligation of Talmud Torah on their own, but their tremendous chus is that they help and support their husbands and their children, and they push the kids to go to Talmud Torah to learn as much as they can. So the women said to themselves, hey, if we know that Midah Tova Merubah Midah Peranios, and God is going to punish even the Sus because the Mitzri is riding the horse, well, certainly if we're going to encourage our husbands and our children to learn Torah, is it not certainly feasible to say that God is going to give us reward for that also? So, Vatan Lahem Miriam Shira Lashem Ki Go Go, why did they break out in song? Because Sus V'Rochel Rama V'Yam. Once they understood that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to punish the horse along with the Mitzri, they understood we're also going to get schar along with our husbands and along with our children. That's why they only said that part of the shir, because that's what really excited them. So that's a very fascinating pshat, but the Talmud Rebbe added on that he heard from the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, a beautiful insight, and with this we'll close with my riv, that the Pnei Menachem said, based on this explanation, maybe this is what the Pasuk means in Shir HaShirim. Pasuk says a very striking lashon when we're the Torah, so to speak, the Navi, so to speak, is describing the relationship between a husband and wife. So the Navi says, Lususasi berichbe paro di misich rayasi. You remind me of the way I have a relationship with my wife, reminds me of the sus paro. What kind of way is that to talk about one's wife, to talk about one's spouse? How can you say such a thing? You remind me of the sus paro that we had by Kriyas Yamsuf. What a demeaning, what a degrading way to refer to one's wife, said the Pnei Menachem. The answer is, you know why I love my wife, you know why I appreciate her so much, you know why we have such a great relationship? Because I learned from Sus Paro that anyone who works in collaboration and pushes the other spouse to do something, either good or not so good, they are always going to be considered a complete partner in everything that's going on. And perhaps that's the reason, said the Pnei Menachem, why we say in Shir HaShirim, V'susasi v'richvei paro dimisich rayasi, you remind me, my wife, you're such a great partner, you're always pushing me to do the right thing. That's why the first thing that comes into my mind when I think about the relationship that I have is the susasi v'richvei paro. Reb Hanani ben Akasha, Omer Ratzak, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakas, Es Yisrael, Hefikach, Hirba, Lahem, Toru, Mitzvah, Shanemar, Adonai, Chafet,